I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Hello. So I just got inspired. Okay. I was thinking about something. Hopefully I remember why I even started this podcast episode in a second. I do have something cool to share, but I was about to start recording and I was like, wait, who am I gonna talk to right now? Because honestly, okay, so a while ago I heard, I think Emma Chamberlain, when she's talking to the camera, I think she's like, it's as if she's talking to one person. I don't know if she addresses the camera, like if she asks, what do you think? You know, but anyway, I heard it was like somewhere maybe years ago that like it's better to talk to your audience as if it's one person, like on the other side of the camera, instead of whole audience. And I naturally say, you guys, hey, you guys, like that's how I was going to start the episode. But taking a second to think about it consciously and being like, I mean, there's not one thing that's going to attract more of an audience or a right way to do it, and just asking myself how I want to do it. The idea came to me that I am talking to my powerful ass bestie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm relating to you as if you are empowered. Maybe every once in a while, I mean, we're all human, you kind of forget it, and I can be here to be like, hey, remember, and also like share, you know, how I'm empowering myself. And then you guys should totally email me, and it'll be like, I mean, you guys can inspire me right back. I actually went on live on Creando con Sabri, one of my Instagram accounts. And I remember going live on that account. If anybody here follows me on that account, I haven't done lives recently. But I was like, whoa, this audience is conscious and woke. Like, I was like getting inspired back by you guys, if some of you here were listening. Although, I wonder if any of you guys follow that one and were with me then. Martin probably was. Shout out Martin. He's been with us for a while. All right, bestie. So here is, I don't know how long I'll be calling you bestie, but we're going with that for now. Let me tell you something that I just realized really made a big impact in my life. And it's changing the stories I have about my past. I'm talking about childhood. I'm talking about whatever, like maybe like, oh, how was your childhood? Or maybe like, for example, let's say you had a tough relationship with your dad and someone comes up to you and they're like, oh, how's your relationship with your dad? Or I don't know. Someone brings that up and it's like you have this whole story of how maybe you felt bad as a kid and not loved enough. And just like that whole story, whatever story is kind of coming from your past and is disempowering. This was like one thing. I don't know. Maybe like you were bullied, or if you have any like sorry stories about your past. I remember I took a class on rewriting it. And there was this exercise where the coach just told me, rewrite the story to where you're like empowered. You're not like this sad little thing that went through all of this. It's like, sure, yeah, I had some downsides. Also, all this other stuff was going on that was pretty great or neutral or whatever. Like, however you're viewing any past story that disempowers you, you know, that's like maybe you're like the victim in the situation. Maybe in an old relationship, right? Where maybe you were like really mistreated. Fuck, that got kind of dark. But I mean, that does happen to people. I have never been really mistreated in a relationship, and my boyfriend treats me so fucking great. He's so lovely. So wishing that for everybody. Anyway, getting back on topic. Any So whatever that story is, just so you know, your memory, this is more like MD, scientifically speaking, your memory is not an actual record of what happened. There's so much happening in any given moment. Our brain is, it's called selective thinking. Like your brain is like, according to what's been going on in the past and also through building stories, it just tries to look at things kind of from one perspective. But when you get a little conscious, hello, what is consciousness? It's like being aware of yourself, with being aware without judging it. So then you can see it. And when you're not judging it as right or wrong, good or bad, and it was this way, when you can look at it without those points of view, you can start to see it differently. Okay. And also see different possibilities. So you can with the whole story, your story is about your past situation. Whatever happened, you looked at it from a very, very, very limited point of view compared to what you can in this very moment, right here, right now, where our power is, as we know. Right now, look back at it and kind of like try to zoom out and notice how maybe you were looking at, for example, the Google view of the house. You know, when you look up on Google Maps a house and you can like click on the picture and you see the front of it, but then you go on the maps and you start zooming out. This is like Google Earth, honestly. I've seen it more on a computer. But you zoom out and it zooms out to all the blocks around and then like the city, and then you zoom out and out and out and you could see like the continent. I do this a lot, like on Instagram, if people tag a place I don't know, it's like I click on the place, open up the map, and then I try to make it like as small as possible until I recognize what country it is or something, or have some reference point. I've been working on a new course. It's called the Glow Up Elixir. And then there's like another tagline. It's like an AM ritual to create a life you love. But I might change that last part because I'm seeing like if this is... We're going to get into that in a second. Anyway, so I like later on. I'm creating this course and I was thinking about, you know, glowing up. I've had a badass fucking glow up in my life. I still have the clips. I'm going to look through them tomorrow or soon. Where it was about 4 years ago, I had just moved to Argentina. Not only was my appearance very different, like my face was actually pretty swollen. I had some like acne issues going on. My nose was so different. And I remember, well, also my life. I mean, I was pretty down and out, okay? And I remember watching this video of this girl, and it's called The Glow Up Diaries. And it was this girl that, you know, decided she wanted to glow up, like be the dream version of herself. No longer be living maybe in that like insecurity and not really liking her life. And I was so inspired by this YouTube series. I got out my journal and I was like, I'm going to do it too. And how do I even start? I don't know, but I am on this journey. It was actually like along with this YouTuber. Little does she know that she sparked something beautiful in me. And how cool if this sparks something gorgeous in you and like the possibilities for yourself. Anyway, I even started filming myself saying like, I'm gonna change, you know, I'm gonna be beautiful and feel beautiful and be confident and live in my dream apartment. And I had, you know, so much scarcity with money at the time. It was like such a limitation, like, you know. So I was like, I'm gonna do it somehow. And I'm gonna live this beautiful life that I love. I had a journey ahead of me, but I did it, and I filmed myself through quite a bit of the beginning, and then my social media took off, and then there's that whole journey. And I was thinking about her, that Sabrina. And for so long, I had this kind of like sorry story of her, right? Because I remembered I was in a lot of like internal pain at that time, just feeling really uncomfortable with myself and my own skin. I mean, my eating habits and stuff were Honestly, I need to cut down on sugar, though. That is, I just started working with a nutritionist. I'm excited. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to tell you guys about my food journey, too, throughout this glow up. I used to have, like, a really intense trigger warning here. I'm going to talk about eating disorders. I had a binge eating kind of disorder where, like, I would... it's crazy. I don't know how crazy it is, but I think where I was coming from was what was off. I would try to, like, not eat for, like, 2 days or a whole day. I was trying to fast a lot, but to lose weight. So I would, like, eat very little and then, boom, I would just start eating a ton and I couldn't stop. Anyway, I also did therapy. A ton of things helped, which this podcast is also for that, like to share what helped me and what empowered me through all of this. Some of you guys have been asking about food. I've been seeing about getting into the topic. Anyway, in that time, I was like, I just really felt sorry for myself in a way. And for a long time, that version of me, the pre-glow up version, was something I was kind of like a version of me that I was like kind of like icky about. Poor her, she's the before, this is the after, this is the version I love. And I was just reflecting on the fact that I have changed my stories about the past, and through that I realized I don't have this little bit of like a pity feeling with that pre-savvy, or even like making her wrong at all, or she's like the less beautiful, less cool before version. Like I freaking love her and I get her and I really see her as so empowered and strong, even as she was going through situations where she really felt disempowered. And that just feels really powerful and really beautiful. I think it maybe even be a bit of like shadow work and to create. I don't know. No, never mind. So I invite you to a little exercise, if it calls you, if it feels light, to get out, you know, your laptop, a journal, a piece of paper. And if you have tell me about your past, you know, or hard times, or maybe you have a story about something that's disempowering. Maybe you don't even know it's a story, like you think it's fact, but whatever you're saying disempowering about your past, you created it, so you could create something else. So I invite you to write that story in a different way, where you are not the victim, you are the hero of the story. And maybe some of the off things that happened, they're a much less significant detail. If anything, it was an obstacle that made you stronger and you overcame and you are now where you are, right? And see what comes up with that. Again, do this if it feels light and expansive and if it's calling you. If it's heavy, don't even go down that road, darling. Or maybe, you know, ask, if it's yours, the heaviness or whatever's going on there. But that's another pod. Alrighty, catch you in the next one. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.